Hello, and welcome to Radio Education. This is a podcast from the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Dr. Diana Jones. I am a mother, a superintendent, and your neighbor. Thank you for joining us today. With us today is Assistant Superintendent, Dr. Luis Murillo. Welcome, Dr. Murillo.
Dr. Jones.
Hello, hello.
It's nice to have you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
I missed you.
Well, thanks.
Well, it is a wonderful day to be recording our podcast. We have a great guest. She's one of our students.
Yes.
I've actually spoke about her because we've been trying to get it on the podcast, but she's very busy with sports and with activities. So finally worked out that she's able to join us today. And I cannot wait to hear more.
I'm excited as well. In fact, we both of us got to be there when she received the award that she's going to talk about today. And I ran right up to her and said, Dr. Murillo is going to ask you to be on the podcast. So today's the day.
And I did. She's here.
Let's move on to our first section, happenings at our campuses. What can you share with us about what is happening around our campuses?
Well, as always, we have lots of things happening on our campuses, from sports to academics to community events. What I want to talk about today is a pretty cool chance we had last week to take over the social media pages. This is Instagram and Facebook for the Colorado Department of Education.
It was such a great opportunity to be able to share the wonderful successes that occur across our district every single day. And I heard from lots of people around the state. They noticed. They saw Alamosa being recognized.
Well, I know why they noticed. Our media partner, Zippo Media, put out 18 total posts, again, on Facebook and Instagram, depicting the great work all across our campuses. From, I saw things on, again, on sports, on our Knowledge Bowl team, on the principal of the year, nutrition, with the culminating one about ASK2, which I want to talk about next.
Okay. Yes, we so appreciate the intention and the choice of posts that were made. As I said earlier, now the entire state of Colorado knows about the wonderful staff, students, and community that we have in the Alamosa School District. Thank you, Zippo Media, for helping us highlight our district.
The other thing that I want to celebrate is that last week, actually, just right before we got to take over the social media pages, we received news that Alamosa Elementary School K-2 is being awarded the Governor's Distinguished Improvement Award.
Yes, we are so proud. The state of Colorado is acknowledging the work that's being done at Alamosa Elementary K-2. Receiving such an award for growth and improvement is impactful because we are focusing on student growth and the progression of learning through the use of our proficiency scales. We celebrate the intentional work that the staff and students at K-2 have accomplished. I love that their work is being noticed and acknowledged. Well done, Alamosa K-2. Let's move on to our favorite section, celebrate.
Okay, I have quite an introduction for okay. People know who's here with us today.
Yes.
Since 1947, the Youth of the Year has been Boys and Girls Club of America's premier recognition program, celebrating the extraordinary achievements of club members. Each year, one exceptional young person from a Boys and Girls Club rises to the role of National Youth of the Year. The National Youth of the Year serves as both an exemplary ambassador for Boys and Girls Club youth and a strong voice for all of our nation's young people. The journey to being named National Youth of the Year begins locally, and locally we have our very own Boys and Girls Club, and then it progresses to the state, regional, and national levels. You and I got a chance to attend the breakfast where one of our own, a Mean Moose,
yes,
was named the Boys and Girls Club Local Youth of the Year. So it is my pleasure to introduce Maessa Duran.
Yay! Congratulations, Maessa, and welcome to Education Radio. Will you please tell us a little bit about yourself so our neighbors can get to know you?
Hi, so my name is Maessa Duran. I'm 18 years old and I'm a senior at Alamosa High School, and I've been going to the Boys and Girls Club for about a year, and I came apart because I became a member of the Youth Teen Prevention Coalition, and that's really what got me started with the club and really what led to me becoming the Youth of the Year.
Okay. What does it mean for you to be the Youth of the Year?
It's such an honor to be the Youth of the Year because I get to talk about something that I feel is super important in our community and really just get my voice out there as a youth. And it's so important that we have youth voice in our community as an advocate. And that's what I want to be. And that's what the Youth of the Year has given me.
I love that you're advocating for youth. And it sounds like quite an experience. Can you tell us about the process that you went through to receive the honor and what's next for you in this role?
Yes. So basically I wrote essays. I wrote a speech. I wrote a resume, all this different stuff that really correlated and came together to come into the decision of who would become our local Youth of the Year. And I'm very honored to have that title. And yeah, and then after that, I moved on to the state level, which I did not advance after that, but it was still such an amazing experience where I competed with my speech and we did interviews, and it was just such a great experience as a whole.
It's an honor to be the Youth of the Year for this community, but also just to get that experience to go to the state level. So congratulations.
You talked about your involvement with the Boys and Girls Club, you know, being 1 year. You also talked about you being a part of the Youth Teen Prevention Coalition. What has been involved with the Boys and Girls Club and then being part of this Youth Prevention Coalition done for you in regards to shaping you as a young adult?
So before joining the coalition, I was a very quiet person. I didn't really like to talk. And after joining the coalition and getting to know the people in the coalition and in the club, I found my voice and I found the courage to be able to talk to people and advocate and really just open up about my own experiences and just give people a voice into thinking like it's okay and you're not alone. I think that's what's so important.
I'll tell you what, you definitely found your voice when you got up on stage.
Yes.
And you did your speech. You went, you know, right to it. It was very powerful, and I felt like I got woken up.
Yes.
Not that I wasn't, because I was drinking plenty of coffee.
Yes.
By then, but very powerful.
Well, I love that you what I say sometimes, that you own it and that you have found your voice.
In your acceptance speech, you gave a passionate message about dealing with an addicted mother and persevering through that. Can you tell the audience a little more? I mean, I wish you could replicate it.
Yes.
Or I could have captured it, but can you just share a little more about your message?
So I advocate a lot for stopping to use stigmatizing words. And one of the main ones that I focus on is drug abuse. I think it's so important to shift those into using substance misuse, because those stigmatizing words are so effective in judgment and really just causing this cause and effect of, if we use these harsh words and we develop these things that are like, this is a stigmatized word that maybe is a little bit taboo, it makes people not want to talk about it. And it's so important to talk about substance misuse and why it needs to be prevented, especially with our youth, because our youth are the future. And if we are too afraid to talk about it because of maybe these harsh words, then there's never going to be a solution.
Yeah. I'm glad you're bringing more attention and talking about it as a youth. As you know, you're probably taking the Healthy Kids Colorado survey.
Yes.
And that's an anonymous survey. One of the things I noticed this year is that our youth, our students, are reporting that access to drugs is more, it's easier, it's more accessible.
Yes.
Which is definitely, you know, worrisome for us. So thank you for doing that.
Yes, thank you for your vulnerability and telling our friends and our community a different way to think about things and the substance misuse. I love that. Thank you for sharing that, your message of resilience. And you just continue to inspire us in the things that you say and share.
You're a senior.
Yes.
Graduation is however many days?
A few weeks.
Couple weeks, yes.
What are your plans after high school?
I plan on attending Adams State for the nursing program. So.
Okay, and were you part of our CNA program?
I did a semester of the CNA in a couple years ago, and so I did that.
Sweet. And then what's after that? So you go to Adams State, would you like to work at a hospital or a school? Like, what are you thinking about?
I think I'd work in a hospital for a couple of years, but the end goal is to become a paramedic. I think I would love that. That's my dream job. I've kind of really wanted to focus on that, but I think nursing is a good start.
Great.
Well, I'm excited and proud that you've been able to start your journey at Alamosa High School and on your way to being a paramedic. It's an exciting path and just really a way to give back to your community. So thank you for that. And what brings you joy in your life?
I've found a lot of comfort in my family and my friends. Very early on in my life, I struggled a lot with connection. And in recent years, specifically like more in high school, I really came out of my shell and I really decided that this was the time that I was going to do what was best for me rather than doing what was best for maybe the people around me. And so connecting with people and really just getting out there it brings me joy. That's what.
Well, you are presenting yourself well. No one would know today that you struggled with sharing yourself with others. So congratulations to you for that.
Okay, you must be 17, 18 years old.
Yes.
If you could tell your younger self, think of maybe 11, 12, those middle school years that could be tough. What would you tell your younger self?
It gets easier. I think in those years, it's very easy to get stuck in the, I'm going to be here forever and there's no way out. And it's super important to realize that this isn't what's there for you and there's always something more and you just have to look for it. And if you look at life with a glass half empty type of mindset, it's never going to get better. And you have to just grow from the cards that you're dealt and just go from there.
Thank you.
I love that you are finding positivity in wherever you are. Thank you for sharing that insight.
All right, I have a $1 million question. If you had a magic wand and could magically change one thing about our education system immediately, what would you like to change?
I think testing. I think a lot of students think that testing is what's most important. And to an extent it is, but I think that if we focus more on maybe the creative side of something or the more personal side of something, the students would succeed because they think, oh, if I fail this test, I'm a failure at life. And that's a lot of what students see when they maybe get an F on a test or something like that. So maybe just expanding the test and making it not so you need to do this or else you fail.
We were just having a conversation about testing and the timing and the amount and just yesterday.
Yes. And, you know, we are really working on developing proficiency scales for our students so that they can see where they are on their learning progression and that they just haven't gotten there yet.
Yes.
And not that they've failed a test or that they haven't learned the Pythagorean theorem yet. It's just that part of the progression. So good for you for thinking about really the whole person and their learning progression, not just the one test is a be all end all. But thank you, Maissa, for being here today.
Of course.
And we are so grateful for you that you shared your story with us and that you are being a role model for others. Congratulations on your well-deserved honor.
Thank you so much.
We are proud of you and proud that you are an Alamosa student. Our next segment is upcoming events. What's going on in the district, Dr. Murillo?
Oh, graduation is just around the corner. Like I said, we were counting down to celebrating our graduates, and that is happening on May 24th at 10 a.m. at our stadium. Also, we got our little ones moving on from kindergarten to first grade. So we also have a graduation for them, and that's happening on May 19th, at different times in the morning from 8 to noon.
So the high school, Alamosa High School is graduating at 10, Alamosa Online and Alted is graduating at 1 on the same day, May 24th. And then the last day for 8th grade students at Ortega Middle School is the 20th. I know they're excited.
I know they have a fun day planned.
Yes, they're moving on into the night. They're having a party and being integrated into Alamosa High School that evening. Thank you for being with us today. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our website. Parents, remember that educating your child is key to their future and a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.